With this being our fourth anniversary, my talk title is Happy Anniversary, Fourth Anniversary in Our New Home. And for all of us in our journey in life, as we went through all the different milestones and the different times of our life and how things change, going to school, going off to college, or going out into the world, or moving to a new state, all of these different milestones touch us and bring up different feelings in us, do they not? And how many of you like moved out of your parents' home or wherever the home was that you grew up in, and then later on you wanted to go back and visit it, and lo and behold, they'd sold the house and moved? That happened to anybody? I know oftentimes we expect it to stay the way it's always been. And it's so embracing in our lives to begin to, instead of looking to what was, like Daniel's song said, to look forward to what has become. So just to give you, most of you know pretty much the history, but a brief background. And I don't remember the exact number of years, but I do know that originally this group, Unity of Michiana, was started. Marilyn Womans and a few of her friends, and they gathered together just to have a study group. And eventually they became a church. They hired a minister that would come on Sundays. They moved into a place fairly close by here on Burke Street. And then eventually they moved from Burke Street to the location that was in downtown South Bend, right next to the South Bend Clinic, a large three-story church that another denomination had owned for quite a long time. And at that time, they changed the name to Unity Church of Peace. And they stayed and had a wonderful experiences in a three-story large brick building with a beautiful stained glass window. And it was a place that brought so many people together and made a difference in their lives. And as things happen in our world and as things change, though it's often difficult to move on or to see that which is new and that which we're moving into, it became great wisdom on the part of the board and an awareness on a part of the congregation that it was time to release that particular facility, which was quite large, which was quite expensive, which was old, needed a lot of repairs, and which was not handicap accessible to any single floor in the entire building. And it was with a difficult heart and yet with a wisdom of heart that so many people came together in a journey that took 3 to 4 years of actually selling that facility. It took many people who, I know Sue Ellen was a part of the prayer group that, and so many other people were on committees. Linda, I know you were, and John were on committees. So many people, Jolene and Sue Ellen, and there was the committee that then, as we were looking to sell the church, began to look for a church facility. And we went through so many different experiences of clearing out a building that had accumulated things that were no longer even useful, just things that were broken and things that needed to be released and moved on from. Susan Zook, bless her heart, I went on the marketplace and Facebook and sold things on the marketplace and was there late to meet people and to release things and to begin clearing the space for the new birthing of a community of spiritualness that could meet in a facility that was warm and embracing, that was easily handicap accessible, that was an appropriate size and that would help us in our finances as we moved forward. Yet it was, of course, difficult to let go of all the traditions and all the many memories that were held in a beautiful, beautiful building. And yet as people came together and we were finally able to sell the other church, we were also blessed with being able to purchase this building, and then Donna Begley, who was the president of the board at the time, was well versed in how to work with construction and a contractor, and we redid this entire building and redesigned it. And in a wonderful time, it was challenging because people who knew how to get to that particular location was like, well, how do we get to this one? And is it farther away? Is it closer away? In that shift that all of us go through anytime we face change, we began to gather here in October of 2019. We had a wonderful Thanksgiving potluck here in this sanctuary in November and celebrated our first Christmas Eve candlelight service here. And we began to settle into that which was new. And at that time, we also moved back to our original incorporated name of Unity of Michiana. We began to bond and we began to look to what would become going forward. And we all know what occurred in 2020. And at a time when all of us were grappling with a new existence, with trying to figure out how to put one foot in front of the other, with facing an awareness that in even prior to the time of COVID in 2018, 2019, around the whole nation, there were somewhere close to 10,000 churches annually that were closing. Because people's consciousness of gathering together for church or for spiritual community was shifting also. And while it was such a challenging time for us to let go of that which was so precious and so familiar, like our parents' home, the home we grew up in, and to move to something different, and then to be in a whole new format where we couldn't even come together, we managed to stay connected. And so as COVID came and we couldn't even meet in person, dear Kevin shows up on a Sunday, and Susan, of course, to run PowerPoint, and John shows up. He said, we'll be there even though you can't have people come in person. And Kevin holds his cell phone up and he puts it on a stand. He points it at me. He says, okay, go ahead and talk. And so that was my first experience, really, of beginning to do a live streaming Sunday service. And that took a little bit of getting used to. And yet over this past 4 years, we have evolved, and Kevin has done so wonderful in applying for and receiving grants, and now we have these wonderful cameras and wonderful technology so that we can connect with those of you who are joining us via our live stream service, and we can connect here. And I think people are just barely beginning to get their feet under them. I don't know about you, but how do you feel coming out of COVID? It's still kind of like a little tentative, but you know, we've had a few years and we're beginning to settle into and recognize it's a wonderful gift to be able to have the technology that allows us to invite people to join us via our live stream service. And we have begun to learn how to connect with each other even though we are not all here present. And yet, as people have begun to also be here in person and in other areas in your life where you're being able to meet once again with family and do things together and go on vacations, we're beginning to remember how important it is to gather, to be together in community, to be able to reach out and say, gosh, I've missed you. How are you doing? And it's wonderful to see your beautiful face. To reach out and give somebody a hug. To just say, how are you? I see that you're kind of feeling down right now. And to be there with and for each other. And so in starting this new community here and bringing our wonderful dove that's on the back wall that was in our old sanctuary, and we have brought one of the pews that was in the sanctuary, and now we have new comfortable chairs to sit in and gather in. we recognize the importance of the light of unity of Michiana, Unity Church of Peace, and then Unity Michiana, that has carried forward over the years and through all this time from that spark of desire of people to connect together. And from Scripture in 1820, and you move around, usually you sit up here, Sue, and I remember you saying last week, this is one of your favorite scriptures. It is one of mine too. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them. And we know that God is with us in our own divine selves all the time, regardless. But it's when we are gathered together that it gets multiplied and magnified and augmented. And in Proverbs 13:19a, it says, a desire accomplished is sweet to the soul. And it definitely was a difficult journey at times to move from the old location, to have had the church in escrow for 6 months and be excited and about ready to move. And 2 weeks before closing escrow, the purchaser decided to pull out. And then going back to square one, maybe not square one, but recognizing that that was not the avenue, and that there was a new avenue that would open up, which it did. And all the things that led to our being in this building, including the flood that happened on the day that Donna Begley and I went to sign and take receipt of this building, sign on closing our escrow, and our realtor happened to stop in before he came to the escrow office, and discovered our whole foyer was flooded. And so we breathed into that and in and through that. And then everyone came together because of the light of community, because of the desire, because of the choicefulness, of the importance of unity and what it helps us, how it helps us live our lives and navigate through things. And so we mitigated the flood, and we were able to move in 2019, October 13th, Sunday, October 13th, which was my mom's birthday. She's no longer with us here, but she was such a proponent of unity, and she contributed so much here. And it was so exciting to open our doors and begin meeting in our new facility. Dorothy Day, who is an American journalist and a Catholic social activist, she says, the only answer in this life to the loneliness we are all bound to feel is community. Working together, sharing together, loving God, and loving our brother and our sister. And friends, you know, in this day and age, with all the technology that we have, and it is wonderful to be able to connect through online services. It's wonderful to connect via Facebook and through our social media. And yet when we let that take precedence over also coming together in a common purpose, we miss out on the beauty of community and of experiencing each other's individuality. In 1 Corinthians 14:26, it says in Scripture, whenever you come together, each of you has a psalm, has a teaching, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done for building up. And from Hebrews 10:24-25, it says, and let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another. And so, friends, as we're celebrating our fourth anniversary, when at times we weren't sure if we would make it through another year and another year, we can recognize the importance of being here together with each other. And I invite you to touch into an awareness of your own self, of your individuality, of the unique gifts that you bring into this moment, into this presence that no one else does. And Susan, I'm going to ask if you could read some of the people who are joining us via our live stream service so that we can hold them in our hearts and know that we are connected across the miles.
So we have Bobby Brown from Texas.
Oh, Bobby and Thomas, who were here and then moved to California. Hi.
We have Vicki Thompson, your sister from California. And we have Suzanne Gibbons, Michelle Clark, Bill Singler.
Hi, everybody. Oh, you guys, Kevin, is that camera on? That one's on? Everybody turn around. Wave to the camera. Can we pick that up, Kevin? I know I threw that a cog in the wheel there. Zoom out. That was a trial run of how to wave. Can we wave? Okay, everybody, turn and wave. You want to stand up? You want to blow kisses? And see, it's like, oh my gosh. Doesn't it feel kind of fun to do that? It's a little silly. But it feels fun to connect to others and to know that they too feel, you know, the presence of being together in community. And we have gotten to a place where we oftentimes let our social media or our texts or things keep us from connecting personally to each other. And so it's wonderful on an anniversary date like today to acknowledge that you are each individually an important and an integral part of this spiritual community, Unity of Michiana. And without your light here, even though you may not think that you are missed, even though, what difference does it make? It's just a little drop in the ocean. It does indeed make a difference when we are not each present and bringing ourselves to be here with each other. And so as we continue to move forward as a spiritual community, it's wonderful to begin recognizing how delightful it is to work together, to begin visioning, to begin creating and saying, wow, this isn't just something I attend or I come to. This is my spiritual community. What is important to me? How do I want to serve? How do I want to participate? How do I want to show up? In small ways, in large ways. I have a quote from, or a reading from, Tracy Brown. She's a spiritual coach on a New Thought and ancient wisdom holistic well-being coach. She's, and in her book, she says, thriving 21st century spiritual communities are composed of many individual people who come together to create a deep and meaningful experience, where everyone grows spiritually together and each person is valued for the unique experiences they contribute to the whole. When you come here on Sunday, do you ever think about that? I mean, we do come here to be uplifted by music, or maybe we prefer the meditation, or maybe by a word or two that I might speak that happens to wend its way into your heart. But it's not just about what we receive, but it's also about what we share in fellowship afterwards, and the comments that you make from home viewing us online. And it does bring us together as we contribute to the whole. And Wayne Muller, who is a therapist and a graduate of Harvard Divinity School, he's an author, and he says, we are called to be strong companions and clear mirrors to one another, to seek those who reflect with compassion and a keen eye how we're doing, whether we seem centered or off course. We need the nourishing company of others to create the circle needed for growth, freedom, and healing, friends. How many of you said, I can do it by myself. I can do it on my own. We all have. And it doesn't mean that we cannot, but we cannot do it completely alone. And the value and the importance of bringing our own beautiful energy and our own light to contribute to and be a part of and share our gifts just magnifies the experience that we all have when we show up. And so we are grateful for each of us who is here in whatever way we are, in the ways that we're able to contribute, and to definitely recognize that who we are and the light that we shine makes a difference for each other. Tara Brach, who was a psychologist and an author and a founder of the Insight Meditation Community, she says, the spiritual path is not a solo endeavor. How many of us thought it was like about, you know, going to the mountaintop and being away from humanity? And we're recognizing that spiritual endeavor is about coming together with each other, about learning how to embrace, to see beyond differences, to acknowledge we may not all agree, yet we bring each a piece of the puzzle, and to learn how to be with ourselves and with each other. The spiritual path is not a solo endeavor. We are in it together, and the company of spiritual friends helps us realize our interconnectedness, not just with each other, but with the animals of the planet, animal kingdom, with nature, with everything, and how interconnected we are in the experience of all of God's creation. And Dan Wakefield, a novelist, many of you know some of his books that he's written. He's a journalist and a screenwriter. He says, simply being with other people who are also seekers and who are involved in the same quest you are is very meaningful, friends. We forget sometimes. And we get busy in our lives and we are overwhelmed and there's a lot going on. And yet it is up to us to create that connection. Celebrating our fourth anniversary, we give thanks for shared spiritual connection and friendship. Celebrating our fourth anniversary, we give thanks for the shared spiritual connection that we have and our friendships. So as we go forward, and you'll have two pieces of paper on your chair, and if not, on the chair next to you. One of them is an affirmation I'll ask you to do together in just a moment. Another one is a statement, a place for you to write something. And so I'll get to that in just a moment. But it is about our moving forward and visioning forward. So I'd like to share something from Linda Stout, who is a public speaker. She's an advocate for social justice. She's very important in the world of coaching and visioning. She wrote a book on visioning how groups can work together for a just and a sustainable future. She says, the ability to manifest what we envision is core to our creative capacity as humans. When was the last time you were thinking about your creative capacity? We sort of get busy in our lives and we forget, friends, that we do indeed, it's a part of the principles of spirit that we speak of here in Unity, our capacity to create, to draw forth from infinite mind of God and from substance and manifest it forth into our outer world. And that's our creative capacity, the creative mind of God within us. Collective visioning channels that capacity toward community building and empowerment. Understanding the value and power of collective visioning for the future is critical to our ability to move into action. When we ground our work in a collective positive vision, the process builds a strong and connected community. We transform ourselves, our communities, and beyond. So friends, as we begin moving forward into the next year to come, it is about our recognition of what is our part to play. How do we show up? Whether we're here in this room, whether we're joining via online, the comments that we make amongst each other. And this is a time of celebrating who and what we are. And so I will have you take, and Susan, there's a slide that shows this so that people at home can also read, hopefully. So you all have this slip of paper on your seat, and I'm going to give you just a moment, a sentence, a word, something. How has Unity affected your life? What you're grateful for, at Unity of Michiana. So I'm going to give you a moment actually to fill this out. And the second is, what is your affirmation or like or a dream or a goal or a vision forward for Unity of Michiana? So in any of you who are at home online, if you want to just pop in a word of something you're grateful for, of being a part of Unity of Michiana, or if you want to drop in a dream or a vision or a goal that you have, and I will, I'll know Susan will wave at me if there's a comment.
I did just want to acknowledge a few other people who are online, and that would be Susan Bailey and Terry Strunk-Olivier, Bob and Karen Libby, and Christy McNitt Richards.
Ah, oh, wonderful. It's so nice to have you joining us. And while you write down some of those, you know, as we just dream about and we think about our vision is about a world that's united in loving acceptance. How are we a part of manifesting that just right here in our own spiritual community and in our broader city, our community? A world of inclusivity and harmony. How might we participate to create that harmony? Whether it's just showing up and having fellowship, whether it's participating in an LGBTQ plus questioning Pride Fair, which we did this last year, that Cecilia and Sue headed up and did such a wonderful job and so many people participated in. Whether it's a dream that you have that we haven't had a team that worked on that before. You say, oh, I'd like to be a part of that. Whether it's creating a wonderful time of fellowship that Alex and Tim contribute to and Chrissy heads up and a wonderful picnic that we celebrated. You know, it's like these are things that bring us together. And so as we look to moving into this year to come, what is in our hearts to have be a part of this spiritual community? In what way have our lives been touched by being a part of Unity of Michiana? And what might a goal or a dream be? One of my goals and my dreams that happened last year was to have my sister and brother-in-law, Vicki and Evan, they're actually members of the church remotely because they're in California, so they watch all the time, but they came to visit. And Vicki shared, it was great to be able to watch from afar, but she said it was so wonderful to be here in the room and with people. And so we endeavor to engage with each other even though we can't see them usually personally. Dreams, goals. And so you can continue to finish writing those after the service. But have we had any postings at all yet, Susan? Okay, thanks. If you would now go ahead and pull up the affirmation for our fourth anniversary. And you can either read it off of there or if it's easier on the slip of paper in front of you, will you join with me as we affirm this together? Celebrating our fourth anniversary, we're grateful for the uplifting power of spiritual community that we share and create together. We say yes to God's ongoing guidance and wisdom. We celebrate and gratefully receive divine abundance and prosperity, and we open our hearts to the infinite flow of God's unconditional love. With grace-filled purpose, we choicefully step forward with enthusiasm to share light and love with others. So for those of you who are here, if you want to take that affirmation home and put it on your refrigerator just as a reminder of the importance of gathering together and of visioning for us forward and caring about one another. And Susan, we have some comments.
Yes, so Susan Bailey said, a peaceful place to be where I feel at home and strive to value others. And Vicki Thompson said, I am grateful for being included at Unity of Michiana. I do feel included even though I am miles away. I have made new friends.
Aw. Doesn't that touch your heart? It's like, oh, I've made new friends even though we're miles apart. And recognizing the value of being here and how important it is as we go forward. And so I will be posting some of these around in our fellowship hall afterwards. Of the things that we have all dreamed about. And if you want to sign your name on there, you can or not, that's fine. But be sure to take this affirmation with you and in your heart. And for those of you online, it is actually posted. If you go on our website, you will see it listed there and you could download it, print it if you care to. So, I would like to share in closing scripture and a couple quotes. From scripture in 1 John 1, 7a, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, friends. Let us continue endeavoring to walk in the light. And Rabbi Omer Mann, who was a pioneer in Jewish meditation, he says, spiritual community gives a sense of meaning and direction and of life that's bigger than one's own. It's healing without therapy. And Ruth Reichel, who's actually a chef and a New York Times food critic, but I thought her quote was quite apropos when she says, pull up a chair, take a taste, come join us. Life is so endlessly delicious. And whether it's the actual food we share or the spiritual nourishment that we share, indeed, pull up a chair, take a taste, come join us. Life is so endlessly delicious.